Good morning, the Exotic Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Yeah, good morning, Chrissy. Tony here. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Quick question. Do you guys look at, we've got a small silky Pekin Bantam rooster.
Yes.
And he appears to have something caught in his throat.
Okay, yeah.
Do you guys
We do see chickens, yes.
Oh, that's great.
What's he doing at the moment?
We've noticed he hasn't crowed for a while, for a few days.
Yeah.
And he's very quiet. He's sort of just hanging on his own. He's not hanging with the girls anymore, the roosters, hens.
Yeah.
He's just looking very sad and sorry, like quiet. And I went out there. I've been out there twice now just to sort of watch him closely. Mm. And he sort of, you can see he's trying to make a noise.
Yeah.
And he can't.
Yeah,
and okay. Then he puts his head down and shakes his head really hard.
Yeah.
You know, like he's trying to dislodge something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so something...
So I'm not sure how long since he's eaten properly or drunk. He's an ornamental. He's a great little rooster.
Yeah,
we love him.
You
guys can maybe look at him and see what you can do.
Yeah, no, definitely. So my next available wouldn't be... I have a couple this afternoon. Would be 3:20... or sort of like 4:10. Otherwise, I've got appointments tomorrow. I've got one in the morning tomorrow at 10:20. Or I've got in the afternoon sort of from 2:00 onwards.
All right. I'm trying to juggle my work and my wife's work.
Yeah.
I've got the... I can't drop him off today earlier, for that. What was your first appointment this afternoon?
First appointment would be 3:20 this afternoon.
Yeah, I've got to be in the city for this afternoon.
Okay, yeah, okay. What about...
And tomorrow, my wife, you know, I've got to be in, I'm working all day tomorrow in the city. So my wife's sort of saying, well, how am I going to catch him and all that, you know? And,
yeah, okay.
And I sort of said, well, he's not sort of moving around a lot at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
She's just there. Yeah, but...
is she working tomorrow at all, or would she be able to bring him in or even drop him off tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I might be able to put him, I'll catch him in the morning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, put him in a good sized box.
Yeah.
And maybe my wife could drop him off. What's her first appointment tomorrow?
The first one would be 10:20.
10:20.
Otherwise I could do, sort of anything after 2:00.
Yeah, all right. Well, do you want to make it? Or 10:20.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I'll just call my wife quickly and make sure that's okay.
Yeah,
but we'll book that, tentatively book that in.
Yep.
Now, if he has something lodged in his throat, you guys can get it out?
Potentially. Depending what it is. Depending sort of how far down it is, if he needs.
Yeah,
if
like you'll put a little, you'll put a little, you'll put like a little tube,
an endoscope thing. We do have one of them available if we need to use it.
Look down his throat and see what it is.
Yeah, because sometimes they also get infections and everything. So, yeah, it could be something like that as well.
We'll make it for 10:20.
Yeah, if you want to... talk to your wife and give us a call back, and then I can...
Yeah, for sure. I'll do that within 15 minutes,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's all good.
Okay, 10:20. And what was your first one this afternoon again?
First one this afternoon was, I think, 3:20. Let me just double-check it again. Oh, no, sorry. Somebody's already booked that one. So it's 4 o'clock now.
All right. Okay. So we'll jump on the 10:20 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then there's a 4:20. Was it four?
A 4 o'clock this afternoon.
4 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll run that by and get back to you.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.